This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis.
Good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here with my lovely and gracious wife, Robin, as our co-host today. Good morning, Robin.
Good morning.
How you doing today?
I'm awake.
You're awake. Well,
that's a start.
That's a plus. That's right. So today is the start of the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Also, yesterday was the end of the waterfowl season in Maryland and the end of the deer archery season in Maryland, and I was out there in the tree stand yesterday and went out early. I didn't often hunt the mornings, usually an evening thing. I think, did I go out one evening this week too?
Yep.
You would know. I don't remember.
I can't remember what day it was, but yeah, you went out one day.
Yeah, I saw 9 deer yesterday. God. You know, had them within 35 yards, but nothing I was really interested in taking. So my season ended with a, you know, just didn't close the deal on the one deer I was looking for. So, or the other deer. There were two. There were actually
You're just giving them one more year.
Just giving them another year. That's what my buddy says. Give them another year. Let them get bigger. So we'll see what happens. So good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Alan. Good morning, Robin.
Good morning. You sound nice and perky this morning.
Yeah, you do, Chris.
It's called caffeine.
Caffeine. I'm getting ready to get an injection right here soon. So as soon as this cup cools down a little bit. So 410 WCBM 680 is our phone number. We're giving away tickets today to the
National
Outdoor Show. That's what I'm looking for here. Yeah, I got to find my script.
We'll keep them straight.
Yep. That's in Church Creek, Maryland, coming up the 28th and 29th. And we will be there, won't we, Robin?
Mm-hmm. I get confused. Is it Church Creek or Golden Hill?
Golden Hill Road in Church Creek. It's actually between Church Creek and Golden Hill on Route 16.
Okay, I just make sure I got it right.
Yeah, it's Golden Hill Road on Church Creek. It's almost to Golden Hill.
We've been down there, what, 2 or 3 years now?
This will be our third year.
Yeah, the people down there are just super.
They are super.
Very helpful, very nice. Yep. Great crafts, great stuff. Come on down.
Yep. Did I put that on your list, Chris? Is that commercial on your list? It may or may not be.
I've got NRA Outdoor Show. I've got two of them listed.
And you don't have... I knew there was something missing when I sent that to you. Well, I apologize. So, since we're talking about it, I'll just tell the folks about it, and then, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it is the 75th Annual National Outdoor Show. That's February 28th and 29th, and I think we beat it to death that it's on Golden Hill Road, 3485 Golden Hill Road to be exact, if you want to write that down for your GPS, in Church Creek, Maryland. $8 admission for an adult, $4 for a child. Now, this is the home of the World Muskrat Skinning Championship.
And the only place I've ever seen muskrat for dinner.
You're now in muskrat country, the heartland of sportsmen, trappers, watermen, and wildlife. This is what they say. We are proud to show you the best that comes from our boot-sucking marshes and the flowing waters that surrounds them. And boy, those marshes can suck your boots, no question about it. Had that happen this year.
Mm-hmm.
Got my boots stuck, went stand up, went in my butt in the marsh. Got a wet butt out of it. We hope to share the unique spirit and character of our hard-working people who keep one foot in a technologically savvy world and the other stuck deep in our traditional old-school ways. It is a dichotomy, no question. Weekend of fun for the whole family, entertainment contest, educational exhibits, leisurely shopping for all. Savor local seafood delicacies and muskrat cooked the old-fashioned way. It's a laid-back bunch, isn't it, hon?
Very nice people.
Very nice, very laid-back. Enjoy the heartland of Maryland, Dorchester County. It's February 28th, 29th, 2020. We'll see you at the 75th Annual National Outdoor Show. Visit nationaloutdoorshow.org. So if you'd like to win a couple tickets to that, we have a few left. We'll give some away this hour. You're certainly welcome to call us at 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. Any callers on the line yet, Chris?
No, sir.
Wow. Well, it's waterfowl season's over, deer season's over. There might be some small game hunters out there. Next week we might have some youngsters. It'll be February 8th is the last youth waterfowl day, the last youth day of the year. So the kids will give the ducks and geese one more crack next Saturday. So that'll be fun. We did receive the press release went out this week. We did receive the draft proposals for the 2021 and 21-22 hunting seasons. And I mentioned earlier last week that I was at the stakeholders meeting where these things were bandied about. And they've come up with the proposals now for public input. There will be two public meetings. And I didn't put that on here, but I will. Coyote proposed action: allow coyote hunting year-round statewide during day and night. The rationale for this has been a common request from hunters and landowners over the last several years. Predator hunting is increasing in popularity, which it is. Comments: coyotes are currently hunted year-round during daylight hours and at night between October 15th and March 15th. They're just going to open it up for nighttime hunting year-round. There is some opposition to this. The opposition is coming from the Humane Society of the United States. There are several groups that have predator contests, coyotes in particular. Garrett County is one of those places, Garrett, Allegheny County. Was it yesterday or day before, I received a text from a friend in Western Maryland. He said, I have a sad story. He said, a farmer called me. He said, a cow was giving birth out in the field, surrounded by a pack of coyotes. While the calf was being born, the coyotes grabbed the calf by the nose. And as the calf was delivered, the coyotes dragged the calf down over the hill into the woods and had a feast. That's how bad it is. It's bad. So if you see legislation coming up prompted by the Humane Society of the United States, we'll tell you about it, and you can contact your member of the General Assembly if you so desire. The waterfowl proposal: allow veterans of the United States Armed Forces, as defined in Section 101, Title 38, United States Code, and members of the Armed Forces on active duty, including members of the National Guard and Reserves on active duty, other than for training, to participate in a two-day special waterfowl hunt. We propose to hold these days concurrent with the two traditionally scheduled youth hunting days. The rationale and the goal is to provide additional hunting opportunities to the military segment of the hunting population at times of the year where waterfowl hunting pressure is low. This additional hunting opportunity may assist with various hunter recruitment and retention goals while providing military personnel extra time to hunt with their children, families, and friends. So the comments include, while the two military special waterfowl hunt days are not required to be held concurrently with existing youth days, long waterfowl seasons, and scheduling conflicts with other popular hunting seasons, deer, bear, turkey, limit the number of other choices. Furthermore, scheduling military and veterans' days with youth days allows families to hunt together. This additional hunting opportunity was created by the Natural Resource Management Act, signed into federal law in March 2019. Three other Atlantic Flyway states, Virginia, New Jersey, North Carolina, have scheduled military veteran days for the current hunting season, and all three ran them concurrent with the existing youth waterfowl hunt days. Most other Atlantic Flyway states are planning to incorporate these days for 2021 and plan to schedule them concurrent with the existing youth days. It's unknown how many hunters will take advantage of this additional opportunity, what impact these two additional days will have on harvest. That's proposal number two. White-tailed deer. Create an urban, suburban deer management zone to increase potential harvest in areas with abundant deer populations. Included with this new zone will be an unlimited antlerless archery bag limit as an element of the new proposal. We had that. They're bringing it back if the public approves. The rationale and goal is if homeowners and others are urging the creation of this proposed new zone as an additional option for deer management in urban, suburban areas of the state. The comments include this proposed zone will include Anne Arundel, Baltimore, Howard, Montgomery, and Prince George's counties. In prior seasons, fewer than five hunters harvested more than the current archery bag limit of 15 antlerless deer. This change should not negatively impact the deer population within the newly created zone, but will provide an increase in localized opportunity. Am I keeping you up over there?
No, not at all. Dang on it.
You know you're on the radio, right?
I know. I was trying not to yawn. I was trying to be good about it. Sorry.
Well, if you think I'm putting people to sleep, I'll stop. But
not
I think
people.
You.
Robin, I didn't hear a thing, if that helps.
Oh, here, let me imitate what Robin did.
Ow! You wonder how we survive when we get off here.
Would you like to read the rest of these?
No, thank you.
Why?
Because I've heard most of them, but no, thank you.
Chris, are we boring you?
No.
I mean, there's nothing for squirrels on here. I'm sorry. It's deer. Okay?
That's fine.
All right.
If you want to come over and go squirrel hunting, you can take out some cats over here so we can have our squirrels.
No, Robin. No. No touch cats.
Chris is a cat lover. What are you, crazy?
The cats are taking away our squirrels.
Well, that's true.
People
let their... And you keep your cat indoors unless it escapes, and I understand
exactly,
that.
Exactly, that's correct.
You know, and
that's fine. This is outdoor cats that people don't take care of.
We have one cat, kind of. No comment, Robin?
No comment.
All right. So, you know, our cat doesn't get out to decimate the... but I'll tell you, it's a problem, no question, feral cats. There's nothing here about feral cats because you can't touch that issue in Maryland under the Department of Natural Resources. You know that?
No, I didn't know.
Yeah, feral cats are politically protected. Politically protected.
Well, my squirrels aren't like... I love my squirrels, and they're not like them.
I know. The squirrels don't like the cats, and I don't like them either. I get them out of the yard every chance I see. So, here's what the next proposal is. I'll try to keep it interesting. The proposed action is to create a statewide primitive weapon deer hunting season. Legal hunting devices for this proposed new season will include longbows, recurve bows, flintlock pistols and flintlock rifles, and percussion sidelock pistols and rifles. No telescopic or modern optics will be permitted on any hunting device. The dates being considered for this season will be finalized after the public input is received. The option are 3 days prior to the start of the archery season in September, or the first weekend, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, after the late firearm season that occurs in January in Region B, or the first 3 legal hunting days of February. Adding a unique and limited opportunity can help recruit, retain, and reactivate deer hunters. The season will be short, and at a time it will minimize impacts on other user groups. That's the rationale. Comments. The existing deer bag limit will apply for antlerless and whitetail and sika deer statewide and antlerless deer in Region B. An antlerless white... What's quacking?
I was getting a text from this really nice guy.
Why don't you put your...
It's on silent now.
Why don't you put your phone on silent like you make me do?
It's on... I thought it... Do you want to look at this?
Nope. Okay. Not right now. And when we take a break, I will.
Okay.
Adding unique and limited opportunity can help recruit, retain, and reactivate deer hunters. The season will be short, and at a time it will minimize impacts to other user groups. The existing deer bag limit will apply for antlered, whitetail, and sika deer, and antlerless deer in Region B. An antlerless whitetail will be added to the Region A antlerless bag limit specifically for this season. A similar 4-day season exists in West Virginia. The West Virginia deer harvest during their primitive weapon season was 0.5% of the total statewide harvest, 659 deer. I think we'll take a break. Do we have callers?
Yep.
I don't know. Oh, we have
callers. That's why I said,
do you
want to look
at this? That's what
she was trying to tell you. It's like pulling teeth, Chris.
Robin, all you got to do is say, Mark from Delaware is on the line, and we wouldn't have to go through this. You don't have to be, like, secretive that Chris sent you a text. I mean, unless he sends you one, like, late at night or something. I don't know about
it. We talk all the time at night. I don't know what you're worried about. Go on.
Let's talk to Mark from Delaware, because I'm tired of talking to Robin from Easton. Good morning, Mark.
I do not want to get in the middle.
You're fine.
How are you?
I'm good. You?
Hi, Mark.
How are you, Robin?
I'm wonderful. Now that I got the giggles, I'm awake again.
You know, that's God's little green acre, east of the rock and west of the hard place.
Oh, you're not kidding.
Yeah, I never get between a husband and wife. That's how I've lived to be 67 years old.
That's right. That's how you do it.
Yeah.
Yep. Oh, my goodness.
So here's the deal. What part of coyote behavior do these animal protection people not understand?
They don't want people having coyote hunting contests for money. That's what they don't want. You know, if you have a coyote hunting contest, you're going to set it up for, you know, maybe a week or maybe a month or maybe, you know, I think the one in Western Maryland is almost 2 months long, 6 weeks at least, okay? And I don't know if you photograph, I don't know how you check in your coyotes, but the guy with the most coyotes wins, you know? And I don't see the issue. Do you?
No, I think it's a public service.
I think it is.
They, you know, people don't realize that they lure domestic dogs away from their homes.
Okay.
They start playing with them.
Yeah.
And the dogs, being natural pack animals, they're descended from a common ancestor, they follow the coyotes. And once they're away from home, then the dog is isolated, and they eat it alive. I don't have to be more explicit than that. Why would people want coyotes in their neighborhood?
Exactly.
And that's, assume, like you said, they, you know, you have a cat. They drag the cat away. There you are.
Yeah. I know people all over the state who have lost animals to coyotes, no question. And, you know, you don't see them in the daytime, so you don't think there's that many of them. But I will tell you, if you are in Montgomery County, Frederick County, Maryland's Eastern Shore, Dorchester County, believe it or not, in the marsh, and you pay attention, you are going to hear a pack of coyotes. And it sounds like there's 50 of them. There might be 5 or 6. There might be 15. But that's a nasty predator.
Yeah, they're probably all over the place where I live.
And they will if you shoot a deer and you say, well, I'll just, you know, I don't want to push that deer. I'm going to go in the morning and get it. And I will have stripped that carcass by the time you get there. You won't have any meat. You know, we had one several years ago. Laura shot her first deer with a bow, beautiful velvet buck, and didn't want to push it, and we left it overnight, and we heard us through the road, and it was like, uh-oh. So when they went in the morning, they only recovered enough of the deer to, you know, the front end of the deer to actually make a taxidermy mount because everything else was gone. So, yeah. Yeah, and that's just on the deer. So DNR and, you know, God bless our guest, Brian Eiler, doesn't think there's much of an impact, but when I hear that they're standing by when dairy cows are giving birth out in the field and they're dragging the calf out of the mother, you know, that's pretty nasty. So you can't tell me they're not hurting. You're not hurting the fawn, you know. Population.
It's easy to enter more thighs and project our values onto them. However, we do have to coexist, and you don't want them around.
Yeah, we do have to coexist, and you don't want them around. I'll reiterate that. So, no question. And, you know, they're kind of they are naturally coming in here. But years back, they were brought in, and not by the insurance companies to control the deer population. They were brought in by the people who opposed Sunday hunting. They were brought in by the fox chasing crews, you know, those clubs and stuff, because they were more sporting than the red fox.
It's a gruesome business, and it's one thing to have an idealistic view on wildlife, but at the end you have to become practical and acknowledge the facts.
Exactly. Exactly.
Well, I wish you two a good week.
Well, thank you, Mark. We're glad we gave you a laugh this morning.
Yeah, me too.
Right. Have a great day in Delaware, buddy. Talk soon.
Yeah, you too. Enjoy Maryland.
Indeed.
See you later.
See ya.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I got some information about coyotes.
What's the information?
The information,
what'd you get?
And this is from the regulations for the state of Maryland, that coyotes, with firearms, archery, and air gun hunting, there is no limit. Obviously, you still have to have a fur-bearing permit.
Fur-bear license.
Exactly. Yep. But you can hunt year-round and during daylight hours, but there's no limit.
Correct. So why would you stop people from, you know, enjoying killing coyotes, you know, when they're doing, as Mark said, a public service? You don't have to answer that, Chris. Let's talk about Clyde Sports Shop. Let me see if I can find their fishing ad. No, I can't find it, but I'll get it before the next hour. They are having a 10-day fishing sale, and it's coming up in early March, just like usual. But before that, it's time to go fishing because the weather's nice. The perch are going to start running. I don't know how soon the hickory shad are going to come in. Probably not till March, but it's getting to be that time of year. Hunting season is winding down except for a few things. So why not start taking a look around at Clyde Sports Shop? They have really upped their game on rod and reel combos and kids combos and, you know, panfish, trout, catfish, trolling. And not just the big giant striped bass trolling gear. We're talking about the little planers that people use for Spanish mackerel and things like that. So they've got a lot of tackle, and it's fishing season. So why not stop by Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. That phone number, 410-242-6108. Fishing Hotline eventually will be up, and when it's live, we'll tell you. You can get it, but there's nothing on it. So Clyde Sport Shop, live and frozen bait, rod and reel repair. Fill your line with, fill your reels with fresh line, and you'll enjoy your visit to Clyde's. You've been there, right, Robin?
I've been there a lot.
Oh yeah, I was there. I was there the other day.
I know the little brown bags are going to start coming home with the lures and the darts and the.
You think?
Uh huh.
Well, let's hope we can go fishing this year a little bit more. All right, 410 WCBM 680. Do we, Chris, do you have any recorded spots there you want to do?
Yes, I do. And when we get back, we can talk to Ann about coyotes. And she goes down.
Ann from Chesterton. Ooh, yeah, let's talk to Ann. We'll do that.
It's the world's largest outdoor sports show, and you can't afford to miss it. The Great American Outdoor Show, February 1st through the 9th at the PA Farm Show Complex in Harrisburg. Over 1,000 exhibitors, more than 200 seminars from outdoor pros, over 400 hunting and fishing outfitters, interactive events and entertainment for the whole family. Pursue your adventure, February 1st through the 9th in Harrisburg. Get your tickets at greatamericanoutdoorshow.org.
Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie spray-on bedliners. Linex spray-on bedliners rated number one, carrying nationwide lifetime warranty. Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex premium bedliner or the Linex extra. Both look great. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck, step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards. You get it. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bedliner, truck gear, and accessories. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford, 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Linex.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Robin Hood and Little John walking through the forest, laughing back and forth at what the other has to say. Reminiscing this and that and having such a good time. Oodle-lolly, oodle-lolly, golly, what a day. Never ever thinking there was danger in the water they were drinking, they just guzzled it down. Never dreaming that a scheming sheriff and his posse was watching them and gathering around. Robin Hood and Little John running through the forest, jumping fences, dodging trees and trying to get away. Contemplating nothing but escaping, finally making it. Oodle-lolly, oodle-lolly, golly, what a day.
All right, that's enough.
That song makes me happy.
Huh?
That song makes me happy.
That's what I hear when you talk to me.
I know it's what you hear when I talk to you. You hear nothing when I talk to you.
Oodle-lolly, oodle-lolly, whatever.
The beauty of selective hearing.
Yes, indeed, it's wonderful. Let's talk to Ann in Chestertown. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you. How about all of you?
Well, I think we're doing okay.
You're doing great.
I know that you're not prepared for this, but everything you know off the cuff about coyotes, I'd be interested in hearing. And I'd like to know more about them, how often they reproduce.
Once a year. Once a year, springtime, 4 or 5 pups. They hide very well as far as their dens are concerned. They're very secretive. They're usually only active most of the time at night. And that's why the popularity of night hunting for coyotes, because it can be fooled easier at night. It's not like Western coyotes where there's, you know, they're everywhere, the Midwestern coyotes. These are secretive Eastern coyotes. They have I think it's red wolf DNA in most of the Eastern coyotes. In the other parts of the country, they have gray wolf DNA, which is, you know, the Northern Arctic wolf, the Canadian wolf. Here it's more of a red wolf, so they're a little smaller. A lot of different color phases. They will breed with domestic dogs, creating a wonderful little creature called a coy dog, which are just as nasty and run with the pack. They run in packs of anywhere from 4 to 15, and they eat meat. What else would you like to know?
Have they been known to attack children?
Yes. There was just a report. I can't tell you what state. They attacked a toddler, a rabid coyote attack. I read it last week. I talked about it last week. The coyote attacked people in a car, and then it was unsuccessful. It bit several people, I think, and some pets before a father got it off of his toddler and strangled it to death with his bare hands. And everybody who came in contact had to be treated for rabies.
The average weight of the animal, does an adult stand a chance trying to save themselves or someone else from an attack of one of them?
Yes. They're not that big. They'll get 50 pounds, that's a big one. But, you know, the average female's probably 25, 30 pounds. The average male's probably around 40. But I've seen pictures of them here from Maryland, you know, from 20 years ago, where they've been, you know, 53, 55, 58 pounds. So they can get fairly large. And they look like a small German Shepherd is what they look like. They look, you know, they kind of a German Shepherd type profile, smaller, but they can be anywhere from black to light tan and anywhere in between.
He could see one of them and mistake it for a dog and play here kitty kitty with it. Be nice to it if it's standing outside my stoop.
Yeah, you could. Don't do it.
Well, see, I'm the type that when I saw my first rat in Baltimore City, I thought it was somebody's pet had gotten out. I know. Living over here, I've had a new experience with it.
Sure.
But if one of those just wanders into where I'm living and is sitting there, could be sick, a sickened animal, doesn't even know where it is.
Right.
And I just think it's my neighbor's pet or something. I don't want to be mean to it. It looks like a small German
Shepherd. Okay. Yeah, there's plenty in Baltimore County, no question about it. We had a picture years ago of somebody took a picture of one under a dock at the port. So, you know, they're scavengers, number one. They're predators, number two. I mean, they'll eat a roadkill just as quick as they'll, you know, kill a mouse or a kitten or whatever. But they're just they're very opportunistic. And
maybe that's
eaters.
Why the feral cat population is disappearing in these rural areas on the shore.
That's possible.
I lived out in the woods for 45 years over here, and I heard what sounded like packs of wolves traveling through my wooded area at night.
That'd be packs of coyotes, yes, absolutely. What part of the eastern shore?
Chestertown.
Oh, Chestertown. Yeah, it doesn't surprise me. Yep. Church.
And you know, you casually talk to a neighbor amongst 300 acres, and it's waterfront, private road, and everyone's saying, oh, I knew, don't hear that. Well, I don't drink at night. I do hear it.
Right.
I love that, Ann.
You know.
We were hunting sika deer down near Elliott Island, and my grandson said, did you hear the coyotes? I said, no, I didn't hear them. I was in the shooting house. He said, man, it sounded like there were 50 of them. And eventually I did hear them down there. And then this year during the archery season, the landowner had a sika stag come by, and he didn't get a shot at it. It didn't come out close enough. And he said it left, and about 2 minutes later, two coyotes came by. And he said one of them made the mistake to to stop and squat, and he shot it and sit with his bow. And it was a nice big, you know, female coyote, but he said they were right on the same trails that the sika deer are on. So, you know, and he said we hear them all the time at night and early in the morning. So I've heard them once down there, and I've heard them in Frederick County. I've heard them in Montgomery County. But they are really, really populous in the western part of the state. Washington, Frederick, Montgomery, Washington, Allegheny, and Garrett. There's just any number of them.
Well, that's a predator someone like me can't handle. I'm an old dude now. I can't outrun one of them, and I don't know if I have the strength to even save myself from one of them.
Well, it's possible, you know. But that's where, you know, you can always carry a shotgun with you. You know, get yourself a nice little 20 gauge shotgun, and you know, if you're outside,
right.
keep
right.
it nearby.
A stun gun or something.
A stun gun?
Yes, I'm not going to carry a big shotgun.
Oh, well, good luck with the coyotes then, Ann.
You don't think a stun gun would be effective on one of them?
Maybe, but you've got to hit it first.
Well, I'll carry
with those,
it.
With those two little prongs, you got to get that into a moving coyote that's coming at you faster than you can imagine.
My real question on that would be, could I be electrocuted, too, if it's attached to me and I electrocute it?
I have no idea how that works. I really don't.
Me either. That's the one I need to check out. Because
yeah.
I'm standing and I'm prey, and I have to pull that thing out. It's already got me, and I'm going to shoot it. And I don't care if it becomes a fatality. I just don't want it to take me with it.
You know who she sounds like?
My mother.
Everything in the world's going to happen.
My mother.
Yeah.
Look, I was a Girl Scout till I was 17.
My mom just said that to me because she was talking about, I swear, and she was just talking, she was like, oh, this could happen, this could happen. I said, Mom, you got to stop that. I was a Girl Scout. Always be prepared.
Yeah, and I'm still angry with the Girl Scouts for not allowing me to use that on part of my resume. All the Boy Scouts, we were on Eagle Scouts. What was a Girl Scout? Ha, ha, ha.
We're getting in way deep here. So.
Well, I belong to the Daisy Lowe Foundation.
Okay.
Honor a senior scout. I had a bunch of badges. I was as good as any Eagle Scout.
Yeah, but back then we didn't get the recognition.
I deserve the right to be able to put that on my resume. When you're going to college, you don't have very much. And blah, blah, blah. So I was 17 years as a Girl Scout. I deserve to be able to put that down just like, well, I was an Eagle Scout.
Yeah, well, I agree with you.
I was the Eagle Scout of Girl Scouts.
So I got a photo here from my buddy Tom.
I have
It's a beautiful shot. It's a beautiful stone patio with a nice metal table outside. And a coyote standing in the yard behind it on Malvern Avenue by GBMC last spring.
That's very scary.
Why is that?
There are a lot of young people that live there.
Well, it's a big coyote, and it looks like it's in the outside dining area in somebody's yard.
It's one of the reasons why I didn't move out west to retire, because of the wild animals.
Yeah.
Snakes. You know, I can't stand a snake. I hate to say it, but I can't.
And you're in Chestertown.
Well, it's all right. I'm used to the water snakes. They used to drop off the pergola.
I'm done.
Top of me.
I'm glad you're used to that.
I'm done.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of water snakes. I've been bitten by a water snake, so. Hey, Ann, listen. We got to move along. Sorry.
All right. Thank you all.
Thanks for the call. You got it.
Have a great day, Ann.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye. Bay Country Crabbing Supply. You know, they're in Edgewater. They have everything you need for recreational commercial crabbing. And they got Bay Fishing Tackle, too. And now, Bay Country Crabbing Supply has a new hunting room, complete with Hoyt and Matthews bows. Bay Country Crabbing Supply is located at 214 Mayo Road in Edgewater. They carry stackable traps and commercial pots and rigged trot lines and trot line parts and live boxes and nets and ropes and buoys and stainless steel steamers and a full line of Bay Fish and Tackle and gear. February 15th, 16th, Bay Country Crab and Supply will attend Pasadena Sport Fishing Show at the Early Heights Fire Hall, so stop by and see them there for sure. For more information, call 410-956-0300. 410-956-0300. Now, Waterman, bring your licenses. You get yourself a discount at Bay Country Crabbing Supply, baycountrycrabbingsupply.com. What?
You were said we need to take a break, and you went right into it. It was perfect.
I know. I got the same text.
Oh, I didn't know. Okay. Goodbye. Trying to stay on top of it.
We'll be right back after these recorded messages.
Low pressure heading up the coast and giving us some breezy west winds and a couple of sprinkles around today. Our highs in the upper 40s this afternoon, 38 our low tonight. Sunday, partly cloudy, a high of 50, and then here comes some 60s early next week, Monday and Tuesday. High temps as warm as 62 degrees, not a record for us, but certainly much warmer than average, and wet weather Wednesday, Thursday, and cooler. I'm meteorologist Scott Laurie, more from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It can take more than one day to see everything the Great American Outdoor Show has to offer. So take advantage of our ticket specials. Our afternoon ticket, good Monday, February 3rd through Thursday, February 6th, gets you in anytime after 3 p.m. for just $8. Then, don't forget to bounce back on Sunday, February 9th for free. Bring your ticket stub from any previous day of the 2020 Great American Outdoor Show and get in for free. Explore the world's largest outdoor sports show at greatamericanoutdoorshow.org. Exclusions apply.
This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex spray-on bedliners. Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt it. Choose the Linex Premium or the Linex Extra. Both look great. Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, you get it. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bed liner and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800. Linex.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
A red-headed stranger from Blue Rock, Montana, rode into town one day, and under his knees was a raging black stallion walking behind was a bay. Red-headed stranger had eyes like thunder, his lips they were sad and tight, his His little lost love lay asleep on the hillside, and his heart was heavy as night. Don't cross him, don't walk him, he's wild in sorrow. He's riding, hiding his pain. Don't fight him, don't spite him, just wait till tomorrow. Maybe he'll ride on again.
One of my favorite Willie Nelson songs, Redheaded Stranger. You ever see the movie?
Probably.
Yeah?
But I can't.
Movie doesn't mirror the song, nor the song mirror the movie, but they're both good. Let's talk to Fran. Good morning, Fran. How you doing, girl?
Yes, good morning, Robin, and good morning, Alan. I called to we were talking about the coyotes.
Yeah.
When I went hunting in Indiana, there was another lady there, and she was disgusted because she came in and said she killed a coyote. And I got all excited because I thought that was a big deal. She says, it's not meat for the freezer. You know, she says, I can't put it in my freezer. And if it's just a minute, I was going to say three. I just want to say to the audience, I feel like I have kind of forced you to listen to me through the years. I do apologize for that. But I've been like this all my life. And I'll just take a minute to describe my wedding, which will describe the real me before you guys ever met me. Interracial marriage in an Italian restaurant I came down the aisle to an Elvis Presley song from Blue Hawaii movie.
That is my kind of wedding.
Yeah, we dig it.
Awesome.
No question.
All right, you guys have a good one. Sorry I've invaded your privacy.
No, never.
Never, Fran. You're out there
we miss you when you don't
bring,
call.
A light touch to the show anytime you want.
All right. Well, I won't do it so often. I feel like, I'm coming to a new awakening in 2020. I said, who do you think you are? You kind of like force people to listen to you.
No, we love it. When you don't call, we miss you.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Yes.
I thought right now between hunting seasons, maybe I could slip in. This is the perfect time.
You got it.
I promise everybody, when you get to hunting again, I won't be such a, you know.
Fran, anytime.
All my life.
Always, Fran.
Anytime, Fran.
All right. Well, you all have a good one.
Thanks, girl.
Okay.
Take
you
care.
You too.
Bye-bye. Let's talk to Don.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
You're talking about those coyotes. I've got a summer home up there in Ridgely, West Virginia, which is, you know, right outside of Cumberland.
That's where the guys from my high school used to go and drink. They'd drive down from Berlin, Pennsylvania, because Ridgely, the drinking age was 18, and they get their 3-2 beer right there, some little bar in Ridgely. I don't know about that, but those guys were down there every week when they could get there. So
yeah, probably get that little Falstaff beer.
Anyway,
those coyotes up there, it's really bad. Really bad. And there's a truck stop right up as you're going outside of Cumberland.
Right.
And there was a guy, he had his dog out and he was walking it. He ended up killing two of them with a damn thumper.
A what?
It's like a baseball bat.
You mean a tire billy, a thumper.
Yeah,
okay, I get it. Yeah.
A thumper.
Yeah.
And yeah, but it's bad. Now, the bad thing about them things, they have no fear whatsoever.
Nope.
None.
Nope.
I hit two of them. I thought I had a third one with the 22, but I'm going to tell you something. 22 knocks them down, but they actually get up.
Oh, yeah.
You got to bust them in the head.
All right.
So,
good to know.
Anybody going out in the woods, you might want to carry something a little bit bigger than a 22.
I hear you. There you go, Chris.
All right, man. Take it easy.
All right. Thanks. Thanks, Don. Take care.
Have a great day.
Chris? Hello, Chris.
He's probably answering the
process.
Phone.
I know.
I was in the process of a Fran called back. She wanted to let everybody know it was a 20-year marriage. No, I missed what Don said about.
He said you 22 will just knock them down.
Oh yeah. Well, it's not in my possession yet, but a 22 250, which should do pretty well.
Oh, that'll do just great.
Oh yeah.
That'll just
not a problem.
So we did get a text from our resident state police officer. It said just in case. Anne wants to know, she would zap herself if she tased the coyote while it had a hold of her.
Yeah, because she would be completing an electrical circuit.
Exactly. You're the engineer. You would know that. So he also said there's a particular taser that they don't carry, but the Maryland State Police did tell him that if another agency was deploying a taser, don't touch the perp while it's active, or you'd have all the fun they were having. And we've all seen live PD, haven't we?
Yes, when people say, oh, this can't hurt, and they tase themselves.
They tase themselves, and they wind up on the floor. Yeah, uh-huh. It's not too
bright. Lose all muscle control.
Exactly. So, anybody online there, buddy?
No, sir.
We're about the end, aren't we?
Yes, we are.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Good, good, good. We'll talk more about a couple of these proposals from DNR, and I'll have the meeting dates. I think it's the 10th and the 11th, but I'm not sure. I'll find that, get that to you, and we'll go from there. Is there anything I forgot to say or do this hour, Chris, that I need to make up?
No, you're all set.
All set. Good all to go. Set. All right, cool. So it's going to be a boring couple of months till turkey season.
Why?
He's got fishing.
He's got the biggest hunting game of his life today. He's going to the grocery store with me.
Oh, God.
Whoa.
Meat that I haven't killed. So, oh well.
If I don't get it, you try to sneak the venison meatballs in on me tomorrow.
I might do that anyway.
Mm-mm.
Super Bowl tomorrow, huh? Two teams I know nothing about.
I know, but I picked a team and I'm rooting for them.
Oh, you picked one. Who'd you pick?
The one that hadn't had a Super Bowl in 20 years.
20 years?
I forget what it is.
Or 50 years.
50 years, whatever it is.
Chiefs?
Yeah.
You picked the Chiefs? You picked the Chiefs?
I picked the Chiefs.
And besides, who watches the game? You watch the commercials.
Exactly. Exactly right. Indeed. So, I told you, I'm old. I went to Super Bowl IX. What are we now? 51, 54?
63.
No, it's not in the 60s. Smart. See what I put up with, folks? All right, there's the meeting. Say it so I can get some coffee, will you?
Get out, stay out, and stay safe.